Guys, welcome to another exciting episode on ALN Radio. My name is Sam, and I've got with me
Oyenda. Hey guys, how are you doing? Hope you had a great week. How are you, Sam?
well, my week was okay, but I came down with a bit of a cold. I think I had a cough, you know. Yeah, apart from that, yeah, my week was well, you know. Yeah, okay.
Sorry to hear about
yourself.
Yeah, I had a great week. Just chilling with friends, family.
Nice.
Yeah, I had a great week.
Oh, nice, nice. That sounds really good for a change. Yeah, because I think last week you were down with the weather. I think last week.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. So, it's good. You now sound much better. So anyway, guys, hope you had a lovely week. It's good to be back. I'm really excited, you know, to get this going again and again and again. And happy new month, guys. It's a new month.
Yeah, happy new month, guys.
Yeah, and it's the season of... Oh, it was the season before I say love.
It's the festive season. It's just, you know, season very of nice giving, season. Eh? Yeah, season of giving. Mm-hmm. Just being thankful, you know, grateful for the year well spent.
Yeah.
It was just a festive season, just celebrating life and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's very, very... if you think about it, 12 months have run by. I mean, like, this is the 12th month, you know, so it's really nice. I mean, Christmas is in the air already, holiday season, you know. Wow, I really can't wait, man, you know, just to, you know, enjoy the season, you know. And really, I remember back then when I was much younger, I mean, during Christmas and New Year, the holiday period, it was so fun when you're much younger. I used to look forward to it because I used to get a lot
of knockouts.
No.
I used to look forward to the knockouts.
Oh, no, not just the knockout. Yeah, knockouts were. I used to look forward to the gifts. I used to receive a lot of gifts, right? Yeah. So then at some point, I just realized I think SS3, I can't remember what age or what class it was then, but I just remember. All of a sudden, I just stopped getting gifts. You know, people just stopped giving me gifts. I'm like, oh, come on. You know,
what class did they stop giving you?
I can't even remember. But I just remember. The only thing I can remember, I just remember not getting gifts anymore. Like, I used to look forward to meeting people during that time. Like, a lot of people would just say, hey, take this for this ice cream. Get this. Get that. You know, just so nice. You know, all of a sudden, like, everything just stopped. I'm like, oh. Is this what adulthood is like?
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, I look forward to, you know. So now I do the gifting, so it's just how tables have turned. But it's still nice, you know, where, you know, we still get some gifts from colleagues, from friends, you know. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, actually. By the way, so... Because we'll be doing gift exchange, so should I tell you what I want or should I... Should I tell you now?
Or what do you want?
Okay, don't worry. I'll tell you.
Oh, but you're just asking. No. Don't tell me. Tell me. Like, for the year.
No. I'll see. Camera.
No. Tell me. What do you want?
Hey guys. So switching.
No. You're not gonna do that. Come on.
So what's guys, let's hear don't worry. That. When you would. No. Don't worry. I'll tell you
for Christmas.
Don't worry. I'll switching up on me.
I'm switching up on you because
for Christmas.
Anyway, okay, it's okay. Don't worry.
So you're switching up as even though you give me
no comment, guys. Those are no.
Anyway, guys. So ending this week. First couple of news from the World Cup. Canada is out. And not just out. I mean, no points on the board. I mean, we left with 0 points, lost all our three games, could only get two goals. And, you know, so the boys will be back today. And, a bit disappointing because I think better, especially the first game against Belgium. Mm-hmm. But all the same, it was a great experience, you know. I mean, having a team to support, you know, and all that. So, yeah. The boys will be back and we hope and look forward to a much better performance next time. Because the next one, right, Canada is co-hosting with two other countries, US and Mexico. So yes, we hope for a better
Yes, we do.
I mean, it will be home at home now, so we should have some home advantage. So yeah, we believe that should be much better. And yeah, so that's it from World Cup and Canada. Team Canada, thank you again for, you know, giving us that hope again. But yeah, all dash now, but yeah, feels good all the same.
Yeah, it does. All right, guys. So I'm just gonna be talking about Burna Boy. You know, I love Burna Boy so much. Like, all his songs are hits, and I always play like his songs in the car and everything like that. Anyway, he has done it again. He won 2 mobile. Is it mobile or mobile? What's it pronounced as?
Yeah, mobile.
So he won 2 mobile awards. Okay. He has been winning a lot of awards lately. I'm super proud of him for putting Nigeria especially on the map. So the Mobile Awards is an annual British Music Award presentation, right? Honoring achievements in music of Black origin. And this has to do with, when I say Black origin, I'm talking about hip-hop, grime, UK drill, R&B, and more. So I'm super glad that he won 2 of these awards and he brought it home. So congratulations. Nice. Big shout out to Burna Boy for doing his thing and, you know, putting us on the map as usual.
Yeah, absolutely. He's always coming through for Nigeria,
Yes.
So again, I mean, we announced, we mentioned, I think, wasn't it last week, that he also got 2 nominations for Grammys. So
yeah, I think that's doing really well.
So that's quite nice to hear. Yeah, switching up, we also have some news in Canada. The government of Canada has rolled out page 10-year validity enhanced passport in Canada. You know, so this was launched earlier this week by the Minister of Interior, Canadians now, Nigerians in Canada can now get inaugurated the Central Passport Production Center in Ottawa, in Ontario. So Nigerians now can get the 10 passports, because I mean that, because personally I even really need this one, because before now you could only get the 5. So they just inaugurated this new center where you can get 64 pages, so that's quite, so yeah, just so you know, FYI, you cannot get Ottawa in Ontario.
Yes, guys, that's super amazing. Thank you for that, Samuel. So I'm moving over to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West story, but I'm going to talk about their divorce settlement. I don't know if you guys have been following the process, but I've been following them for like this whole process for a while, and trust me, divorce generally is not easy. Now imagine having to be with a man, like having to divorce like a man like Kanye West, or for Kanye West having to you know, divorce a woman like Kim, because they're actually two strong personalities. They're two strong personalities, two strong celebrities, you know, in the entertainment world. So yeah, so I was really looking forward to this divorce settlement to see how it's gonna go down. Actually, you know, fairness, I thought like, although Kim Kardashian had like a large portion of you know for the settlement, but I thought she was gonna get like everything, because if you know the Kardashians, I don't know, there's just something about them. They just have this very, they have this very, what's the word I'm gonna use? Very strong presence abroad, especially in Calabasas. So I was expecting that, and they know a lot of people, they have connections, right? They both, Kanye also has his own connects, but I don't know, just something about the Kardashians. Anyway, so in terms of settlement, Kim will be giving like $200,000 in child support every month. Like, yo, guys.
Yeah.
$200K every month.
So why, yo guys, you wanna have a baby with Kanye? Say yo guys.
I don't want. You know what they're gonna have? Both of them are not well. Like, I'm telling you, you know, the mental health, everything that's gonna, it's gonna be so draining. Anyway, so like I said, $200,000 a month.
So well,
guys, just ignore this dude. So $200,000 a month in terms of child support. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, the house across the street, there was a time where you know, they were just, you know, playing cat and mouse, and Kanye bought the house across the street from Kim's. And I don't know, it was all over the news. It was like buzzing all over social media. I think Kanye West can be crazy, but at the same time, I admire him being able to pull that kind of stunt. I mean, that tells you that, you know, he has grounds as well, and he's pretty powerful as a celebrity. So yeah, there are other things too. I'm not going to go so much in details, but there are houses that, you know, she also got, but Kanye West, you know, also had his own fair share. It was pretty good. I'm sure $200,000 is nothing to both of them, so I really wish them well, and you know, I pray they're able to manage parenthood.
I mean, usually when I hear stories about divorce, I mean, I always just look, I mean, my first thoughts, you know, always go to the kids, you know, like how they'll fare, you know, with the custody and all those things, you know? So I mean, I just hope they try to raise the kids properly, you know, keep them in a stable family, because that really helps the mentality and the wellness for the kids. So I think mainly because both of them, like, the money is nothing, basically, to be honest, right? For both of them.
Trust me, it's like chicken change. It's
more,
but
about the about it,
but I hope they're both committed, you know, and putting all, like, I hope they put everything behind them, and they're able to, you know, coexist going forward, and co-parent, right?
I think that's very important, especially for the kids' sake. So anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed that, and stay tuned. We're going on a quick break. Do not talk without that. We'll be right back with today's juicy topic, guys. Do not talk without that. You're listening to Alien Radio.
Hi guys, it's your girl Oyenda,
and it's your boy Sam,
and you're listening to
Alien Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment on Alien Radio. So on this segment, we're going to get candid with you, because it's Let's Get Candid.
Get candid,
So guys,
bring it on.
So this week, where the topic of discussion is, does age matter in relationships? So guys, does age matter? Is age really a huge factor? Usually I ask Sam for his opinion and then I go, but this time I'm going to go first.
Ladies first.
Is that okay with you? Ladies first, is that what you said?
Yeah, ladies first, yes.
Oh, really? But last week and the week before, you went first.
You asked me to go first.
Yeah, but you know, ladies first. Hello.
No, it was your wish. Yeah, so your wish, you know, will always prevail. Yeah, please go ahead.
In other news, my wish is your command.
Would always prevail.
Anyway, so guys, like I said, on this this week on Let's Get Candid, we're going to be talking about age. So does age matter in relationships? So personally for me, I don't know, it's kind of intertwined in the sense that it matters and it doesn't. It depends on the context in which it is being used, or it depends on the situation of things, right? If I'm to say age matters, well, if I'm to tilt towards age matters, firstly, so the thing is, age comes with experience, maturity, resources, and some other factors, you know, some other elements.
Resources must come in.
No, wait. So age comes with some, you know, some really nice elements. And like I said, it depends on the situation. I'm going to use myself myself as an example, right? My husband is 10 years older than me. And I'm thinking about it now, I don't think I would have married someone my age, because, and again, another thing to personality as well, because I'm a strong alpha female, right? I like to why are you laughing? What's wrong with this one? I'm a strong alpha female. Like, I like to do a lot of things, like a lot of things, like myself, like I like to get things done, you know, make moves, you know. So I'm a very, very, I have a very strong
Make moves.
What's wrong with guys? Let's Let's give Sam his moment of silence.
Yeah. No, this is actually very hilarious.
Why are you laughing? Keep it,
no, keep it coming. I'll tell you when it's my turn to talk. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, like I was saying, in reference to my personal experience, like I said, this is very intertwined. I'm going to give you from this perspective and the other one. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So like I said, my husband is 10 years older than me. And I'm not even just saying him. Like, I feel like older guys come with more experience, you know, maturity. I don't think I would have, like, even back, like, I don't think I would have ever married, thinking back now, I don't think I would have ever married somebody my age, because I feel like the person is going to, like, struggle to keep up. Not in terms of finances, but they're just, like, in terms of how strong my personality is, I feel it's going to be a struggle for that person to keep up, because you have to be very sharp. You have to be, I don't know, you just have to be super patient. I'm not perfect. I also have my flaws, right? You have to be super patient and everything. So there's some things you have to be mature, very mature, you know, overlook a lot of stuff, not petty. And I also, being in this situation, I've also learned the same from him. It's a learning experience where you date someone that's actually older, because, you know, they teach you a lot of stuff as well. It's a learning process. But like I said, anyway, but that's my own personal experience, right? But like I said, age comes with its experience, its maturity, resources. It comes with a lot of, you know, pluses. But at the same time, the challenges, like, even though it has that juiciness of, you know, those things I just mentioned, they're challenges, right? And when I say challenges, there are so many examples I could use. It could be stages in life, right? I'm going to give an example where age matters. Now, let's say a 20-year-old starts dating like a 40-year-old guy or a 45-year-old guy. Now, that guy definitely want to get married, settle down, have kids. But a 20-year-old is going to be like, I'm not ready to get married. I'm not ready to have kids. You know, their priorities will be different, right?
So
this is like a major challenge. In this case, age does matter, because they're not on that same level. Like, there's an issue at hand, because oh my god, English language. That's exactly what I'm looking for. The word I'm looking for. There's this major disparity between both, you know, between both parties. So another thing too is, let's even talk about sex, right? If a 20-year-old is dating a 60-year-old man, I mean, how do you expect the man to keep up? Like, it's going to be a struggle sexually. And it doesn't even have to be. And guys, I'm just using this as an, let me just put this out here, give a disclosure, so that people don't say that, he's not doing it the other way around or whatnot. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, but even if the woman, if we use a woman in this context, and the woman is older, the woman is 60 and she's dating a 20-year-old boy, I don't know if she could keep up. Although there's this saying that the older the berry, the sweeter the juice. But I just think 40 years is a very, very long time. The gap is too much, so I don't know if they will be able to keep up. So age in this context does matter.
Honestly, I was going to ask you to switch it, because it seemed you were just putting the gap.
Because that people don't say double standard, you know, this kind of
thing. I think it's actually different, to be honest. I think it's a bit different in terms of what is required. So for example, so a 20-year-old, right, what is required, and the, because most, not to I mean, err on one side, but of the work most times will be from the guy, you know. How depending you on so that I knew you were going to jump on this, so depend, you know. How do I say this without saying this? So anyway, depending on the style being used, so it depends who does the work, you know. But most times, the guy could do more of the work. And
if
the
guy is doing more of the work,
and the guy is younger, okay, no way by the guy is doing more of the work. Let's just put it that way. So don't let's argue over who does more of the work, right? So in a situation where, right? And the guy is younger, right? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter if the guy has the strength or not, because he's doing more of the work younger. You see what I mean? So the idea was just for you to flip it and, you know, see whether your opinion on that changes. You see what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I still disagree. If I'm going to use it in the context in which you just did, even if, I mean, so it depends. Like, it depends on the woman as well. I know that 40 years is a long time, but it depends on the kind of woman. If it's someone that's really healthy, I mean, look at all these celebrities. Mm-hmm. Do you know how old they are?
Yeah.
Do you know the body enhancements? I mean, the drugs people take now. People pass vitamins and so many things, you know, into their system. So now, days where, you know, people in their 60s, 50s look really droopy and old. Those guys also, you know, like, they don't do that anymore. Like, everyone is looking for the best way to enhance themselves in every possible way. So it's possible that they keep up. But it's also a challenge, right? If you're dating someone who's out there, who wants to party, who wants to, you know, if there's so many disparities, then there's going to be a clash for sure. It's just going to be a problem.
But guys, at the
same time, even if we're using like this same age thing, like I said, it depends on the context or the situation at hand. If it's someone like, if the guy is really young and the woman is looking for a child or something like that, it won't be like age won't matter to her. So it actually depends on the situation. Like, gone are the days where age affects compatibility so much, right? Because to some people, age is just a number, right? While to some people, while to some people, like, the birds of the same feather flock together. Like, people, there are some people that would prefer their, you know, their age group because they feel they will vibe well, gist well, connect intellectually, emotionally, and stuff like that. But there are other people that, you know, they don't care. They don't care who. I mean, look at Regina Daniel. For those of you that don't know her, she's like a Nigerian actor. And her husband is, I think, how old is she now? 20 or 21? And the guy is like 60-something. And and they're doing good. Yeah, as in so far, from what we see, based on what we see on social media.
Exactly,
yeah,
I was going to say.
Because I don't live with them. I don't know if they're doing good or not. I don't know if it's good or not. But I'm just saying it happens. Like, no disrespect to age or whoever is older or whoever is younger. Like, personally, I don't have a problem with it. But if you ask me from my own perspective, I don't think I can ever be with... I'm already married now, but if I had the choice to, I feel like it would be difficult for... I don't think I can marry someone I'm older than.
So it's actually very interesting because you can't... You said someone that is your age mate, let alone someone that is younger than you, you know? So it's very interesting, your perspective when you... And my... This is...
My exact age group, I don't see it happening. Like, if I wasn't married, I don't see it happening.
So I'm similar to yours, my opinion is similar to yours, where you said it depends on the situation, and I think I'm that. Now, I really agree that it depends on the situation, because the situation actually puts a lot of color and change to the eventual outcome, and I'll say why. Now, for example, as you said, for someone looking for a child, right? You know, so let's say the guy wants a child, right? Now, the older the woman is, I mean, the lesser the chances of her getting a child, right? So if that's your reason, then you wouldn't want to go for an older woman, right? So that's one, I mean, clear cut, straight. Now, another situation where, I mean, so imagine a younger guy, right? Maybe in his 20s. I mean, point is maybe so in his wild oats, you know, just wants to, you know, get laid, you know, pretty much, you know. So his priorities at that age totally be different, you know, for someone that is maybe 45, you know. So, like, it's entirely different, you know. She has probably seen it and done it all, right? So she's just, I mean, she's not... ready to do the maybe late weekend and all that, you know. So yeah, so again, the situation would depend, right? So but now let's take that home now to say maybe so again, I think it also depends on the age gap, right? Touched on is how I mean, so, when some of their experiences may be entirely different depending on the gap. So, for example, so just like you have the Gen Zs, you have the millennials and all that, you know. So if it's very wide, I mean, if it's maybe maybe 1 to 10, probably you guys may still have some similar things that happened within your generation, right? If it's much more wider, if the gap is much mm-hmm. more wider, mm-hmm. right, there's a chance there's a chance that not like your stories may not, you know, relate. So for example, like most of my and you know contemporaries, most of us, like back in secondary school, we went mm-hmm. to like boarding schools, right? I mean, like boarding schools at that, you know, the thing. So most people you would know either went to maybe a boarding school, or maybe they were day students, or you know, mm-hmm. like there was that general feel. I mean, you are not part of this anyway, because you are no anyway. Well, so there are some stories you share with your, you know, friends and this and that. You know, some of your stories, some of your, you know, anecdotal comments that they would understand. Yeah, but someone else, you know, that age group would not understand, you know, it'd be totally, you know, odd. And you know, so because of that, you know, it would have sanctioned some of your, I mean, if you were to just, you know, they may not relate to your stories, that sort of have several conversations you guys would then flow together. So that alone, yeah, could be a challenge, because you guys do not relate on a certain level, right? So that they may not be on the same wavelength as you. Do you get? So yeah, that may then affect some other parts of your relationship. So, which is why I think the situation itself would determine mm-hmm. a lot. There are several factors to put into perspective that would mm-hmm. Change it. But if we're talking about marriage in general, if we're talking about marriage, right? For me, I don't think it really. So, for some people, because I know some of my friends, like they like proper adults, like their age mates, like they believe at that point knows they don't want someone that, you know, when they are still much younger, especially for women, right? So the same way it applies to men, they may still want to try this, try that, right? But for a lady in her 35, right, you know, she's more ready to settle down, more mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as I said, she has seen that and, you know, been there and done that sort of thing, you know. So she's more, so some people prefer them that way, while some people, you know, the younger they are, the wilder they are, they want to try new things, they want to mm-hmm. you know, they want to try it all, you know, they are adventurous, right? And some people just want that.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what you want at that time. But for settling down, I mean, like if you want someone to settle down with, but personally I would not want someone too, I would not want like too wide a gap, you know, maybe 5 years below, yeah, max, you know, or maybe 5 years below, maybe three to five older, my opinion, you know.
Okay.
mm-hmm.
My opinion, okay, like, you already answered my question before asking you, because I wanted to ask, mm-hmm. Can you marry an older lady, like someone who's older than you?
Yeah, but not like 10 years. Yeah, but I can.
Yeah, but you just answered, you said like the max is like maybe 2-3 years.
No, I said 3 to 5.
Wait, sorry, I'm mixing things up. Just to clarify, I mean older lady, like in terms of age, you can marry someone that's 3 to 5 years older than you.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay, yes. And in terms of younger than you?
So younger than me, also 5. So I think 5 is my plus or minus for me. 5 is the number for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. So like I said, it depends on preference, right? It depends on the person. Like, you know, like each person, each individual knows, you know, themselves, you know, how they are, that kind of thing. So at the end of the mm-hmm. day, guys, it's whatever works for you. If you're 20 and you're, you know, dating a 50-year-old and it's rocking your boat, it's making you happy, I mean, by all means, feel free. Like, besides, no one has the right to dictate to you how you live your life, right? Mm. So, like,
yeah,
I said,
what works for both of you, actually? What works for both of you?
Yeah, what so, like, I mean, I don't expect that they'll end up with each other if it doesn't work out for them. You know, like, they won't be, I get, like, the couples won't be with each other if it's not working out for them.
True.
So, which also brings me back to my earlier statement before, you know, I started talking about this. Does it really matter? It's intertwined. To some people it matters, to some people it just doesn't. It's not a huge deal like that, right? So at the end of the day, whatever really, you know, works for you.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, most people that do not like marrying someone older than them, especially from the men's side, right, mm-hmm. believe it's a case of the woman wouldn't respect them, right? Usually that's what they feel. Like, they feel the woman wouldn't respect, they just feel there's that, you know, you look like me, like, you know, I'm your baby, you know, that sort of thing, you know. So, but times have changed, mm-hmm. which is the point I want to talk. Times have changed. Like, it's about mutual respect now, right? So
very important key word.
Yeah, so it's about mutual respect, right? So regardless of whether you're younger or older than the person, right, younger than you, but you should show the person you respect, right? So regardless of the age, right, if you're in a relationship with someone, you should give them that respect. Mm-hmm. So regardless, you know, either side it falls, you know, even if it's the man, the mm-hmm. woman, regardless, you should respect your woman. So I think that was like the major barrier then. I know a lot of people used to, you know, if that is out of the way, if that is out of the door, then as I said, the only thing that would then, is if maybe, for example, like, you want kids, you know, you're a woman's body clock, you need to, you know, watch out for that. So then I'll say,
but okay, even at that, now there are different options. That's why you have surrogacy, adoption, so many other options.
So there are different options, but at what cost? Yeah. So there are several things you need to put into perspective when you're doing this. Yeah. So this is not to say you cannot afford it, right? But if you think about it, like, the money could be used for something else. Just find someone. Because at the end of the day, there's someone for everyone, right? I don't know if you believe in that, but yeah, if there's someone for everyone, right, if he's not that person, right, you would also find someone, you know. And yeah, it's the money, or, you know, for the extra a process or procedure that you need to then do, the medical procedures, might as well use it and enjoy your life, you know. That's the point. Like, so all these factors you need to consider, yeah. And at the end of the day, be with someone that would eventually make you happy, no regrets, someone you guys forge on together. Yeah, ultimately I think that's the most important thing. But saying the person is younger than you, or you feel they will disrespect you, you also have something to do about your attitude. Yeah, maybe you also you're disrespectful too, probably, you know. So mm-hmm. that's why I think. So it doesn't really matter, to be honest.
Yes, guys, honestly, it doesn't really matter if you know this thing, young boy or young guy or young dude doesn't work for you, girl, move on. And if you know this thing, an older guy works for you, girl, still move on. Right, mm-hmm. whatever rocks your boat at the end of the day, whatever makes you happy, whatever gives you peace of mind. Peace of mind is very important, guys. So whatever gives you peace of mind, any stress, anything, just stay far away from it. At the end of the day, guys, does it really matter? I don't know. To some people, it does. To some and people, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
Yeah, it's always lovely to hear your things, like, your opinion always gets me every time, you know, when you come up with the resources, when you come up with the energy needed for sex, like, it always, the way you process it, the way you think about it, you know, you're like the older guy is more experienced, the older guy is more mature, the older guy
see, guys, like I said, I can't remember exactly how I worded it, but it doesn't, this is not just about the guy, it could also be the woman, right? The woman could also
I know. Yeah, I'm talking about your perspective, right? I'm talking about your
about me personally,
about your perspective. Yeah, you said you like it, guys, when, no, because no, they would have more resources, they would have
trust me, before I got married, so I've been there, done that, it just never worked out. it just they find it difficult to keep up.
the fight and the alpha female BS. Come on, what is the alpha female? I make moves.
Please, guys, when I say alpha female,
when I say guys,
I don't know. He always comes for me whenever I say, but it's my own perspective. It's
no, because I know it's BS. So you, I know it's BS. Stop. But what?
It's not guys, BS. It's BS to worry. You, but bruh, you get there's no. If you analyze everything, I mean, no man can like
there's no young guy. No, what are you saying? What are you saying? Guys, don't mind when you only see. I do not have a problem.
See how he's going in circles.
I do not have a problem. Saying the alpha female stuff, yeah, but not when I'm here. I'm within earshot.
If you're here, what's the word? Who cares
alpha female BS? No.
Guys,
you can say
I'm
it when I'm
you.
Not. No.
When you're here, what difference does it make? I don't get it. What difference does it make?
No, don't do that. No.
Because you do what?
Don't bring the alpha female BS here.
Bro, I'm an alpha female. Even you as my co-host, it's very difficult for you to keep up, bro. It's very difficult. Like,
Hold on. Who's your bro? Who's your bro?
You're my bro. So, you're my bro. Guys, don't take it seriously. We're just, this is all bad time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As much as we did. As usual, I'm always asking you every week, but honestly, it's always fun, getting to have this banter for you guys to listen to us. So I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
Now, Oyin, you're forgetting one more thing before. I know you enjoyed it so much, but we have some announcements to make to our audience, yeah? So, guys, a couple of things we would like to share because it's a new month for us, and the period of giving, as when you said, we'll be coming up with a couple of things which we would like to tune. So now this month, throughout the month, right, all our episodes would be using the opportunity to help anyone that is involved in any form of business. If you have any business you would want us to talk about, you want us to tell our audience about, right? Just send us an email or send us a DM on Instagram, right? Tell our audience, so they can, so basically we'll be giving free adverts, during this period, to boost your sales, to, boost sales and
just to support your business, any way we can promote your business. I said, it's like Sam said, it's a festive period, it's a season of Thanksgiving, appreciating life, the whole 12 months and everything. So anything we could do to help promote your business, sales, give you shout outs, whatever it is, just let us know how we can better serve you.
Totally. So again, as we put it, business promotion and support. So you can reach out to us that's hello@lolanradio@yahoo.com, hello@lolanradio@yahoo.com, or send us a DM on Instagram @lolanradio, lolanradio. If you sell whatever you need, we'll give you a shout out here. To support your business, so that's our only way, to support you throughout the season. So, guys, keep the conversations coming. Let us know what your thoughts are on our topics. What you think? Does it really matter? Conversation going, guys. Let us know what you think. Does it matter for you? Does it not? Let us know. Would you hate someone gap or not? So please let us know. And we'll always acknowledge your messages.
Yes, guys. Also, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Okay. On that note, guys, this is Sam signing out. Have a lovely week, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do remind reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So baby, give me that toot-toot, and let me get that beep-beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready?
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the door, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling, no more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready?
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got juking all night. Then after the show is the
after party.
Yeah,
and after the party is the
hotel lobby.
Yeah,
around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Yeah, even take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a can I get a
beep, beep.
Running her hands through my fro, yeah. Bouncing on 24s.
Come on,
why they saying I'm ready?
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have some fun. It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Come on, girl, we all feel.